Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with George Levy. George, I need your website, please.
Sure. I can actually be reached at georgelevy.com. That's GEORGELEVY.com.
GeorgeLevy.com. And so, and also the your Blockchain Institute of Technology. I've been to your website. It's very impressive.
Sure. That's blockchaininstitute.com.
There you go. So check that out, folks. You'll learn more about blockchain. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Hey, George, let's talk about shipping. We talked about blockchain. We talked about blockchain in the supply chain for especially for vegetables and for anything at all, really, to keep up with where things are. But now let's talk about shipping as a sort of a macro process. One of the things that companies have done in the 20th century, they got really good at manufacturing stuff. And they got to the point where they could not manufacture it any cheaper. They hit a wall. We can't make it cheaper than this. And then they said, but then we have to find a way to distribute it cheaper. And they worked on that. They built different factories closer to the customers. And they're continuing to do that. They're seeking out new efficiencies. And blockchain is the next adventure for them, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so tying into the whole thing, and blockchain is definitely getting tied into whole supply chain management and logistics. And I'll tell you the basic premise behind blockchain, a key thing I want to get into, is that blockchain enables you to have what's known as a single source of truth. You know? So, like, if you're talking about lettuce, you have a head of lettuce, and you need to know where in that supply chain that lettuce is. And you can't have multiple versions. No, this lettuce might be from this place. No. Where is that lettuce from? So you have a single source of truth of every single asset. Now, when you're dealing with a global supply chain, and you're dealing with a company such as a FedEx or UPS and DHL, which I'll talk to you about this, they have to track all these different packages from different sources all over the world and need to know exactly where each unique package is. But in the process, that package is going through many different touch points. You know, mm-hmm. And if you're dealing in international shipping, mm-hmm. some of these places just have, like, it may be just like a storefront, and it may be a paper form, and so there's a lot of room for errors. In the process, you might lose a package. So right now, what FedEx, UPS, and DHL are doing is they're actually pushing for government to mandate blockchain adoption for international shipping. And the reason is, let's bring everybody on the table and have a single source of truth. Mm-hmm. Where is every single package at any moment?
And if it gets stolen, you can't use it because people who would accept it from you, at least legitimate people who would accept it from you, would be able to verify that you don't own that.
Absolutely. Well, let's take it in one step further in the same direction. A problem also where blockchain is being used is in certifying the authenticity of products. So right now, Louis Vuitton is actually pushing to certify all of their products and actually have a unique ID for each one of them. Why? Because if you have a Louis Vuitton bag, how do you know it's really a real bag and not some counterfeit mm-hmm. knockoff somebody bought in the middle of the street in New York City?
Right.
Well, if you have a unique asset for that bag, you can track it all the way back to the man that was actually manufacturing and cutting the leather and stitching it together. You can have the whole story of the bag.
Mm-hmm. Folks, this is apply this kind of trust. This is, think of this. I just really want people, George, as they're consuming all this, to really think of this as the digital age's form of trust. It's the way we're going to apply and get comfortable with our requirement, our analog requirement for trust. Humans require trust, George. And even though we're in the digital age, even though we're going to be more in the digital age, we're going to leave analog behind us. you and I are always going to require trust. And this is as close as we've got right now. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Absolutely. And that was one of the key points that I loved about your book, The Third Ingredient, was the concept of digital trust and how important it is. Because the truth is, without trust, there's nothing. I mean, why would I give my hard-earned dollars for anything if I can't even trust where it's from? How do I know if this medicine I'm taking, is it counterfeit medicines? Am I going to get sick from it? So you need to have trust to do that. One thing I want to point out before we run out of time that I want to say is that
quickly,
the challenge that blockchain has been having is that people have been thinking that it's a very hard thing to implement, but that's changing. Just like in the beginning of the internet, it was really hard to send email and then
new interfaces.
The
new interfaces are coming in, and we're going to count on you to help us with that going forward. Hey, George, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Come back soon.
Fantastic. Thank you.
George Levy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. 00.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.